Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Story over the weekend is that Sean Payton's done with the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
A salary cap hell, quarterback situation's a mess, and you know he might take a year off and then look to get back into coaching next year. Now, if that happens, that would preclude, you know, the Giants for sure, and hopefully the Jets, unless the Jets completely bombed and they were just a little impulsive and they got rid of my doppelganger, which I don't think they'll do because he's going to win 13 games next year. But let's just say, you know, I don't know if Joe Shane has any connection at all to either directly or indirectly to Sean Payton, but man, you got to make the call.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to.
Somebody will, I'm sure, but, you know, Sean does. If he takes a year off, there's a lot of people saying that he might try to get into the booth because he is affable, right?
Yes.
He's a great talker. He's a great quote. He obviously knows the game offensively as good as anybody in the game. He was one of those early, like, wonder kids. Like, we talk about him now all the time, like the Kyle Shanahans of the world or the
McVays,
Sean McVays, et cetera. Even the LaFleur, both of the brothers as these wonder kids. He was one of the originals.
That's true.
Back when he was in Philadelphia. And but he knows what these guys are trying to do. So he'd actually be great as an analyst. And so if he takes a year off and he gets into that booth, he might like being in the booth and not coaching. But I think ultimately he's too young because, I mean, he's only
57,
something like that.
Yeah, he's got a lot of coaching left if he wants to.
He's got a lot of coaching, yeah. 58, actually. He just turned 58 back in December. So, I mean, I think he still has coaching in his future.
Okay.
And so I think he would, even if he took a year off, he wouldn't go to the booth and say, I'm never coaching again.
No, but I'm talking about specifically for the Giants here.
The timing is wrong.
The timing is wrong. The timing might be right for Dallas.
Yes.
If they fall short again next year, let's face it, they probably will because they're Dallas and they always seem to. McCarthy's not getting brought back again.
And by the way, Sean Payton to Dallas is what I heard years ago before he took the Saints job.
We all heard that. That was definitely out there a little bit. Okay. Let's get Mike, who's in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Mike is on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Mike?
Yes, hi. I've been trying to get through to you guys since your first show, and there's two things I'd like to question you about there.
Go ahead.
First one was, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you claim that you bet against the Jets in the past?
Oh, yeah. I've made a few bucks off the Jets the last couple of years. Why wouldn't I?
Okay, as a true Jet fan, I can't buy that. I say that's fraud.
Oh, that's fine.
You know,
that's
I'm a lifelong Jet fan, and that's okay.
Let me ask you, Mike. Should I sit there on the couch and root when we're 16.5-point dogs and we're on the pace for 3 or 4 wins? Should I sit there and hope that our third-string quarterback delivers a meaningless win?
Is that what I should do? No, I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying, as a true fan, you could never bet against your team.
Well, I decided to do that a few times, and I won. And you know what the funny?
I'm a lifer, and there's times I hate getting blown out.
I got you.
And I know I probably could make money, but I could never.
But you don't have the guts to try to do it. I got you. I got you, Mike.
It has nothing to do with guts.
No, I got you, Mike.
It has to do with being a true fan.
I understand, Mike. And, Mike, by the way, different. That's all good. I do not need.
What's your second point, Mike?
To defend my fandom.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, did you also claim that he was a better back than Curtis Martin?
I did. That is exactly what I said. I said
I couldn't disagree more with you on that also.
Okay. Mike, is there anything else you'd like to circle back to that I may have said? At one point I said that Julius Randle was as good as Chris Bosh at their apex. Anything else you want
to
get out there? Come on. Air the grievances. That's cool. I don't care.
Okay, cool. Fine. Thank you.
You got it, Mike. Mike in Fairlawn, big fan of the show. Listen, I have made a million moronic statements.
But he
done a million moronic things.
He misunderstood what you were talking about with Curtis Martin.
But Mike,
don't let the facts get in the way of
that. No. Betting against the Jets when they are dog meat, when Adam Gase is the coach, when I've got a chance to make a few hundred bucks as a layup, you know what? You want to say that I'm not a good Jets fan? That's fine. I'll take it. And what I said about Tiki and Curtis, and I meant this, was that because Tiki was the, again, not totality of one's career, because Curtis's first couple of years with the Pats were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It took my partner a couple of years to get it, to find his role to get going. When Tiki was at his apex, at the height of his powers, and when Curtis was at the height of his powers, because Tiki was a much better, not even comparable, receiver of the football and also a good blocker. I'm not saying Curtis was deficient, but Tiki was a very good blocker as a running back in terms of chipping, keeping his quarterback upright. I believe Tiki was the better all-around player than Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
That is my opinion.
Not career.
No, not career.
He missed what you were saying. He missed what you were saying.
It's all right.
He just wanted to wait for a week and a half.
I listen.
2 weeks.
Old takes. Call. You know how many times old takes, thank God old takes exposed has like finally gone away. Huff, you know how many times like things are quiet and then I'll just see some, like the Hackenberg tweet resurface. I'm like, here we go.
Oh,
back into the cesspool.
What was it called?
It's all good.
Freezing cold takes.
Yeah, freezing cold takes. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I've seen quite a few so far when you tweet something out, people follow it, the tags, the screenshots,
yeah.
Something else.
You know what I do? Mute the conversation. No interest. Really don't care. Hey, we're not talking life or death. We're not splitting atoms. We're not trying to, do something that's never been. We're talking sports.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking sports.
By the way, I'm reading this headline.
Yes.
The other conversation we were just having. Not you. Sean Payton quitting the Saints? Is that why Jerry Jones is waiting to fire Mike McCarthy?
Wow. That makes a little sense.
Makes a lot of sense, actually. I mean, this is probably
maybe he's not going to wait a year.
It's just a speculative, column.
Piece. Yeah, speculatory piece.
But makes sense.
It is based on speculation, but when you connect the dots, it's not something that is completely unrealistic.
It makes complete sense. It really does.
They need a better head coach, and he used to work there.
Yep.
I mean, so what else do you need to know?
And he has an affinity. I think his wife is from Dallas.
I'm not sure where his wife is from.
He has a connection to Texas.
Okay.
Sean does. And maybe it's just because he worked there for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I find that interesting.
That would be amazing. 877. Well, here we are saying the Giants.
Not for the Giants.
I was going to say, we want the Giants to call them, but the last thing you want is to pop up in the NFC East. You got enough deficiencies with the talent. You got to figure out who your quarterback, your running back, your head coach is. I mean, you got enough problems. You don't need Sean Payton entering the equation. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. We'll get more calls. We're here until 2. Then it's Carton and Robert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.